Earlier this month, those involved with arts organizations in the state were able to exhale after a proposal to zero out funding for the National Endowment for the Arts, Humanities, and similar organizations this year was averted. The proposal was part of President Trump's budget. But as Wyoming Public Radio's Bob Beck reports, the organizations will remain worried as the issue may come up again as early as this fall.
At the University of Wyoming Art Museum, Susan Moldenhauer sits at a desk of neatly stacked brochures and contracts as she prepares for another year of exhibits. She is the director and chief curator at the facility. The UW Art Museum is one of the big dogs in the state when it comes to receiving federal funding. The museum gets federal arts, humanities, and library money for exhibits, programs, and special projects. It also gets state money and uses that public money to encourage donors to give. If the public money gets cut or goes away, it would have an impact.
One of the fears is that it'll happen overnight. If we say that happened overnight, you know, we come to a standstill for a while in terms of our programming.
As a university museum, it stands to reason that some might come to the museum's rescue. But Moldenhauer frets about what would happen to arts and cultural programming across the state. The state is experiencing its own financial challenge, and if both federal and Wyoming money gets cut, that would leave a mark.
You know, Wyoming ranks right up there in terms of how many people are not just directly impacted, but directly involved in the arts of all kinds across Wyoming. So, you know, to see funding at both the state and federal level disappear would be, I don't even know what to call it, a disaster. It would really, it would be dire for the culture.
The main statewide distributor of funding for arts in the state is the Wyoming Arts Council. Council gets about $850,000 a year in federal money, and the legislature matches that to the tune of $1 million. Arts Council Director Mike Lang says that money gets distributed to nonprofit organizations statewide, who use it as seed money to get additional dollars.
We know for every dollar of public funding we put in, the local communities raise an extra $35 to put on those grant activities around the state.
But without that public funding, it's hard to raise additional money, especially in more isolated areas.
Between that and the small population, the amount of access for large giving is smaller than in other areas of the country.
That would certainly have an impact in Kemmer, where Ellen Potter runs the Frontier Arts Council. She says the state and federal money they receive makes a huge difference.
Music and the arts is so important to have a great quality of life. And I don't think it matters if you live in Salt Lake or if you live in a place like Diamondville that's next door to us that has 792 people. It makes a difference in their quality of their life. And not only that, it makes a difference in children's lives and how they learn.
Potter points out that her area also gets funding for the Oyster Ridge Music Festival and three other festivals. And without that money, she says the local economy would suffer.
You know, we have a small downtown, and a lot of them make a lot of money during those festivals that holds them over till the next year for festivals. And that may not be happening.
Steve Schrepferman of Cody serves on the Wyoming Arts Council and the Wyoming Arts Alliance. He worries that the loss of the National Endowment for the Arts money could have a ripple effect.
NEA funding is given to all of the states, but each state legislature must match those funds dollar for dollar. If the NEA is eliminated and that funding's not there, there's no incentive for state legislatures to support the arts.
He notes that state and federal money both fund children's education programs across the state. Since those programs don't raise money, he fears that they could be the first to go if there were funding reductions. Some say that arts funding should come from communities, but with funding cuts throughout the arts and nonprofit world, Schrepferman says private money will be hard to come by.
The hands that are extended for donations are large, or many, I guess is what I probably should say. And with the concerns about the economy, people are kind of conservative about what they give. And I don't know that we're going to see that replaced.
The Arts Council's Mike Lang says that will lead to a disparity across the state, where larger programs and communities will be able to get funding, and smaller programs in rural areas will likely disappear. He says saying goodbye to something that helps the economy at little cost does not make a lot of sense. The next vote on the issue is scheduled for this fall. For Wyoming Public Radio, I'm Bob Beck.